Okay, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
So, let's go then. Welcome to this session on Microsoft Flow, introduction and advanced scenario. Everybody is here. There is a law of physics where anytime you close the door, people show up. So that's well known. So I'm Serge Luca, I'm a SharePoint MVP. I'm based in Brussels, so I don't speak Polish, and sorry about that. I try. Actually, I've tried, but it's so funny for me that, well. And I work with Isabel, so, and I have the chance to work with the Microsoft Workflow team several years ago in Redmond. So I spent a lot of time in Workflow in the past. And now that we have something new, it's getting very exciting. So you'll get something very, very new. Isabel?
Yes. So hello, everyone. I'm Isabel van Kempenot, and I'm coming from Brussels, too. So I'm a data platform MVP. I'm just here to talk a little about Power BI interaction.
And Flow.
And Flow, of course.
So even if I don't speak Polish, however, I work almost every day with two Polish guys, Simon, who is there. I don't know if Blażej is here. Oh, Blażej, you are Blażej. Okay, first time I meet them, actually. So we have been working together for more than 1 year. So good to see you guys. Okay, so this is the agenda. A quick introduction, so I will explain the context of Flow. So what Microsoft wants to do. How to start creating Flow. How can you deal with Flow and data which is on-premises. The concept of Flow and environment. How to extend Flow, so how can Flow communicate with the outside world, and how can the outside world communicate with Flow. We don't have a lot of time, but I will try to talk a little bit about logic apps. Also, very important, price and roadmap, and conclusion. So let's start from the beginning, the context. So what Microsoft wants to do is to make sure that some power user can quickly create application without writing code. And to do so, there are three pillars: measure, act, and automate. And for the measure pillar, we have Power BI, which is new but still very powerful, probably one of the best BI tool. I think it's the best BI tool in the world today. Okay. We have Power Apps, which allow you to create electronic forms that works both in mobile and in the cloud. And now we have Flow for the orchestrating part. Also, what you're going to create with Power BI, Power Apps, and Microsoft Flow can be extended by developers. Okay, so you can do much more by using development tools if you want. Okay, so interaction is very possible. Just one thing, Haman will give you a session on Power Apps, so I won't spend much time in Power Apps. Okay, so Haman will show you how Power Apps application can call a Flow. We have only for 45 minutes, and usually my session take 1 hour, so I have to cut it off a little bit. Okay, so how can you create Flow? How does that work? How many people have used Flow here? Almost 10 or so? Yes. Less than 10. Okay. Microsoft Flow, yes. Okay. How can you do that? Well, first, you need... Well, there are several possibilities. You can start creating Flow if you have a free Microsoft account. Or you can have... you can create Flow if you have an Office 365 account, then you can do more. Or a Dynamics 365 account. Or you can also have specific Flow account, or pay Flow account. So at the end of the session, we will compare the different options and the pricing, of course. That's important. If you want to start creating Flow, there are several possibilities. You can go to flow.microsoft.com. That's what we're going to do. Or you can start creating Flow by getting to the Power Apps site, as Haman will show you. You can also start creating Flow if you are running in a Microsoft SharePoint list or document library. Should be online, so the modern list or modern document library. And of course, and very important, you can create flow and you can manage flow by using a mobile app, which is very nice. I don't have the time to illustrate this app because, again, 45 minutes. But the app works in iOS, in Android, and the Windows mobile version is coming. How many people use Windows mobile? Okay, guys. Okay, sorry about that. again. Okay, so the mobile app is very, very, very nice and quite fast. So how do we do that? So you can start from scratch. So you can create a flow from scratch, or you can reuse a template. Microsoft provides many, many, many templates, hundreds of templates. You see? So, and my recommendation is take a look at the list of templates, because every week Microsoft provides new templates. You can also create your own template and share it with Microsoft if you want. In the future, you will be able to create templates for your own company. So just internal company, corporate template. It's not the case yet. And then you have to choose, when you create a flow, you have to specify what will trigger your flow. So you need to specify a trigger. Again, there are many, many, many triggers. Like, for instance, if you put something in SharePoint list, then your flow will be triggered. Or if you modify something in SharePoint list, your flow will be triggered. But there are many, many others. Also, then, you can add action, like in SharePoint Designer, or like in Intext, or like in Dataflow, Data Police Flow. And you save your flow, and your flow is ready to run. Okay, so I've prepared a set of very small demo, but I think that's what you need to understand how it works. So here I will illustrate a basic example, which is an expense report. So user will submit expenses into a SharePoint document library or SharePoint list, and then this expense need to be approved depending on the amount. Okay, just to show you how that works. Okay, so let's go to the SharePoint site. So here, my SharePoint site is this one here. So this is a modern list. Can you see on the back of the room? Okay. So let's zoom it a little bit. So here, people can specify the city. So for instance, I travel to Las Vegas, the amount. They can specify the category, if it's transportation or if it's accommodation or whatever. And then the expense need to be approved. So here you can see in a SharePoint modern list online, it doesn't work on-prem, you can get the flow menu here. So you can create a flow or you can see your flow. So if you click on see your flow, you will be redirected to flow.microsoft.com. So you can also start from there if you want. And here you will see my flow, the flow that you did create. So a flow can be personal. You can create your own flow just for you if you want. Or if you want, you can also share your flow with a colleague or several colleagues if you want. Okay, so these are the flow I did create. And this is the team flow. That means the flow I did create initially for me and then I share with my team. So also here, you will see that we have many, many, many templates. So usually people start from this template, okay? And also, very important, and that's what makes flow very powerful, you can connect your flow to many, many services. So if I click on service, you will see that there are connectors with plenty of application. The Wi-Fi is a bit slow or something. Let's refresh. Yeah, wait. Yes, here, you see? So there are many services, Microsoft and non-Microsoft service. So SharePoint, Dynamics, Salesforce, SQL Server, many Azure, SAP, DocuSign, and, MailChimp, Google Drive, Jira, for people who like Jira. How many people use Jira here? It's a very nice tool. Huh? We don't have ServiceNow yet. It will probably coming up. So many. And again, every week you get new connectors. That is very, very important, this part. Okay, so let's get back to one of the flow I did create for you. So when you submit expense in your expense report list, the following flow will start. Okay? So let's click on this flow. And you see the trigger here. So this is a web editor, but you get the same thing in the mobile app. The trigger here, I've choose the trigger for SharePoint. So when a new item is created, then the flow should start. And then here, I will check the amount. So if amount is greater than 500, then it requires approval. So let's take a look at this trigger here. You see that the SharePoint list has been specified here. And the SharePoint site has been specified here. And then I can select the SharePoint list name. Then it trigger. So let's go ahead in the flow description here. So the next thing is, if someone submit a flow that require approval because amount is greater than 500 euro, I want people in the procurement team to be able to talk about this. That's why here, you see, I will get connected to a Microsoft team, because I want people to be able to chat, people of the procurement team to be able to chat and discuss about this. So I have a connector to the new tool that Gökhan mentioned before, the Microsoft team tool. Okay, here. Also, the workflow will automatically find my manager. So the manager of the guy who submit the expense. So there is an activity, get manager. So it will get to Active Directory and you have the manager of. And then the manager can take a look at the discussion, of course, in procurement, and the manager can approve or reject. So here we have a send approve email, which look like this. The approval is still quite basic. Okay, so I send an email to the manager, because anytime you go through an action, the action generate variable that you can reuse across the workflow. Okay, so here email is a variable generated by automatically by the get manager action. And also an email will be sent to the manager, and the manager will have to approve or reject. So you can specify in the string here the type of button that will show up in the manager form. Okay, voilà. This is the scenario. So now, how does that work? If it works, of course, because you know, a demo is a demo. So let's submit a new expense. Let's go to the quick edit. And I'll go to Las Vegas again. And yes, maybe more, 3,000 for, yes, gambling. But I was honest with my company, with the company, yes? You have to. Normally, after, it could be between 1 or 15 minutes, depending on your pricing plan, the workflow will be triggered. How can I check that out? So let's go to the workflow here, my flow, and you can see that we can check the workflow history. Well, the workflow is here. And this is the workflow history. 27 seconds ago, is that this one? I don't know, probably. I can also debug the workflow. I can check what the value of the variable that went through this workflow. Okay, so new item here, the value was, yes, Las Vegas, 3,000, this one, huh? I think, yes, this one. And then, okay, the flow required approval. Information has been sent to a discussion channel in Team. Let's take a look at that. Where is Team? Yes, this is Team. Let's refresh a little bit. You see, I have an expense discussion channel in Microsoft Teams. And normally, I should get a discussion here. Yes, Las Vegas here, 3,000. Okay, so then people in the procurement team can discuss about this. And of course, an information or an email has been sent to the manager, get manager here. And normally, the manager, my manager is Brian Cox. So I will get to manager email here. And I got an email. Is this one? Yes, is this one, 1142, yes. And this is what I get automatically. You see, approve or reject. So I will reject, it's too much. And surprisingly, and yes. And normally, of course, the list item will have been updated. Where is it? Is it flow? Yes, here. So if I refresh the list, you will see rejected. So there is an interaction, a nice interaction between flow and, you see, rejected here, and SharePoint. Okay, this was a quick overview. Next, I don't have the time to do the demo, but I think I need to think about to talk about this. We have the common data model. Do you know what it is? Common data model for people who did some Power Apps. It's like a big database that you can use from Flow or Power Apps. You can put data, and this information can be shared between Power Apps and Flow if needed. Common data model. This is quite new, but I don't have the time to explain that. But it should be mentioned. Now, Flow run in Azure, so it's an Azure service, right? So, but most of the time, you have data staying on-prem. How does that work? How can you deal with that? Actually, two years ago, the Power BI team created a middleware called the Data Gateway. So the name is new. It's the on-premises Data Gateway. So it's a middleware you need to install on-prem on your server, and this can be connected to your data source. And for instance, here, you see, we have the different cloud services, so Power BI, Power Apps, Microsoft Flow, and Azure Logic Apps. I need to mention Azure Logic Apps because the workflow engine, which is behind Flow, is Logic Apps. How many people have used Logic Apps here? One. Okay. So this tool can be connected to data on-prem here via this data gateway, and you have encryption. So you have safe encryption here, and depending on the data sources, the data can be live refreshed or not. So let's zoom a little bit over here. You can see here. So this well, here you have a list of data that can be connected to on-prem, and here you have more information regarding the refresh. So for instance, analysis service on-prem can get automatically refreshed online. Okay, you see that here. SQL Server in Azure can automatically be refreshed, but not SQL Server on-prem. So you can schedule the refresh. Okay, so you can be connected to SAP, you can be connected to Oracle, you can be connected to ODBC, you can be connected to folder, to file, staying in folder on your file server. So that's very nice. So let's take a look at the demo. And the demo is a little bit different. It's quite simple demo. Actually here, let's go to my flow. I've created a basic flow, which will be triggered when you have a specific hashtag that show up in Twitter. Which one is it? Is this one? Yes. To learn flow, I decided to create a set of small examples. And this is one of them. And look here, the trigger is when a new tweet is posted, and the tweet, so the hashtag is, in this case, Azure, then I will send the tweet to an Azure service that we call a cognitive service, and we'll put the text, and the cognitive service will say if it's positive or negative, so we will give you a value. And then I will store this information in SQL Server on-prem. Did I start the... I started. Yes, it's this one. So it is started. Okay. No, let's take a look at the SQL Server. This is a SQL Server. You see? So let's zoom a little bit. You can see I have a lot of message from Twitter with this Azure hashtag. You see? So that works. I can even delete, because I've created a flow just for deleting my table on-prem. So you can also manually run a flow. Is this one? Tweet, delete, tweet. Yeah, let's disconnect this one. And let's start the manual workflow. Let's see if it works on-prem. Run. Okay, no, if I run this. Yeah, not yet. It should. Strange. The bug. Run now. Yes, it's deleted. Okay, so interaction between flow running in the cloud and on-prem data source is quite easy. That this is very important again in the real world. So another concept in flow, which is also important, is the concept of environment. Environment and data loss prevention. What's that? How many people know what the concept of data loss prevention? Okay, most of you. So basically, data loss prevention means you want to avoid some important data to flow, to leave the company. That's the idea. Oh, yeah. That's your phone? That's my phone. Okay. That's French. Yeah, I have another co-speaker. Yeah. So why do we need environment? Well, actually, what is an environment? It's an isolated space where your flow and the data associated with your flow can be running. That is important. For some company, you want some data to stay locally. So when you create a flow, you can create an environment and specify, hey, this is the Polish environment. Any flow running in this Polish environment must run in Poland. The data must stay in Poland, for instance. Of course, if you have a data center in Poland, of course, obviously. Right? So you can say that. So for instance, also, you can have the following example. You can have environment for HR, one environment for marketing, environment for production. And what is important is you can have rules in this environment. So you can specify, hey, in the marketing department, so in the marketing environment, they can use the action dealing with Twitter. They can, because they need it for their work. But for the production environment, they cannot use the Twitter action, because that could be data leaks. So you can say that. Huh? Also, you can have an environment for dev, one for test, one for UAT, one for production, if you want. Okay, so let's take a look at that. Let's go to flow. And you can see here, by default, this is my company here, I've been the default environment. But you can have more. I have production, I have UAT, etc. And indeed, in Flow, and not just in Flow, but also in Power Apps, we share some common tools with Power Apps, we have an administration center. And in this administration center, you can do a lot of things. You can create environment, you can create rules, you can specify who can access what environment, who can manage what environment. You see here, I have production, default, another one, UAT. You can define policies, data policies. For instance, here I've created a policy called production policy, where I've defined the following rule. The rule is, in this environment, I only want this action to be used. Not Twitter. Twitter is here, not here. So if you create a workflow in this environment, then you won't be able to see. Let's go to the production environment. And I've created a wrong flow, you see, with Twitter. So when you activate this flow, you will get an error message because this tried to bypass the rule. So the concept of environment is very deep in flow. So I think it's quite good. It's a good idea. Okay, it's just the beginning, but you will get more and more functionalities in the future around environment. Okay, so I've detailed all of this in the slide, and you will be able to download the slide, of course, and also all the demo will be recorded, so you will be able to watch them online. What about extensibility? Because workflow, flow are not islands. They need to be able to communicate with the outside world. There are different scenarios. And what Hamad will show you in this session is, Power Apps can call flow. One line of code. Easy. You can pass parameters as well. But a custom application can also call flow. You create an application in PHP, you want to be able to invoke a flow and pass parameter. Very easy. The idea is you need to use the request action. I will illustrate that. Also, and Isabel will illustrate that, Power BI can call flow. You can say, if I reach some value in my data, I want a flow to be invoked, an alert flow with some specific logic. Also, flow can call the outside world. Because let's say you have a web service somewhere, then you can call the web service from flow. You can pass parameter. And this works if your web service is a REST web service that can accept JSON parameters. And you have to describe this web service by using a Swagger file. Who knows what a Swagger file is? Swagger. Okay, so it's an industrial standard that describes the web service. You just upload it in flow and then you can invoke it. I think my Google, is it Google that analyzes what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. You have that, we have data loss prevention. We need data loss prevention here.
Of course.
Also, we have a nice action, which is HTTP, which allows you to call the outside world. Let's take a look at that. Power Apps call flow. I will skip that because Hamat will show you that. It's very interesting as well. Custom application call flow. How does that work? Well, I've created a flow. Let's go there. And the flow is basic because that's what I like. For the demo, I'm in the wrong environment. I have to go to the default environment. And the flow is demo app call flow. So let's activate this flow. And let's take a look at the flow. If you want, yes. This is, the demo is it the app call flow? That's me. Customer, yes, that's correct. So, if you want your flow to be called by the outside world, the only thing you have to do is the first action need to be the request action. Okay? And when you do so, you'll get automatically an endpoint, a URL. And you can provide it to this application. And in here, you can specify a JSON schema. For instance, here, I want the outside world to be able to provide three parameters, email address, email subject, and the other one, I think, is the email body. Okay, you can even specify which one is required. When this is done, that's it. Now, and of course, in my flow, what I'm going to do is I will send an email just to make sure that the flow works. And all these parameters will become variable automatically. You send an email and you see my parameters are variable here automatically. So now, how can I invoke this? I don't have the time to write a custom application, but maybe you know the open source tool Postman. Who knows this tool? Postman, so web developer know this tool quite well. So you can simulate that. You can send a HTTP request to somewhere and you can provide JSON parameter. So in Postman, I've defined this. You see, I just paste my workflow URL, the one that has been automatically generated in the designer, and I send this. So for instance, to Brian C, hello, Chopin, for instance, or I even change that, hello, I would say, hello, Blagé. Okay, Blagé is there. He was sleeping a little bit, right? Just kidding. So when you click on send, normally, you see, I get success here. The workflow has been invoked. And normally, I should have received in my email, hello, Blagé. So the outside world has been able to call flow and pass parameter. Very, very easy. You see? Okay. Now, the question is, how can Flow call the outside world? You have a web service, Flow can call it. How does that work? Well, there are different scenarios, of course. For instance, here, in a SharePoint list, I have a list of cities. And when I put a city in my list, I want to see the weather. So I want my flow to be triggered when I put a list in this list, a city in this list. And then I want my flow to call a weather web service and put the weather in there. You see? So let's take a look at the flow. The flow is here. And the flow is this one, weather, yes, weather workflow. Yeah, Wi-Fi is a bit slow. You see, so when an item in the list is modified, call the weather service. So what is this? So it's a custom action. This is a custom action. How can you do that? I went to the weather website. They provide me with a Swagger file. I've imported it in Flow, and then I got an action. As simple as that. So I will show you that. That's what we call a custom API. So here you have a custom API, and I've created an action, which is this one. And when you download the file which is associated with this action, you get your Swagger file. Oh, it was in download, yes. I will open it in what? In Visual Studio? Yes, in Visual Studio. It's right here. Yes, so this is my Swagger file. So you just specify the web service location and some parameters. Parameters are down below. Yes, here. You see, actually, I have two parameters. This one, enter the name of city, and here a key. So you just import this in Flow, you get an action, and then you will see that the parameter will show up. Let's go to my Flow. And here. Voilà. Get current weather, you see, enter name of city, US zip, UK post, and here it was my key because I have a subscription of this service. And normally it works. If I enter a new city in my SharePoint list, then let's say Warsaw. Oh yes, no typo, please. Then let's see if we get the weather. Not yet, not yet, not yet. 20 degrees sunny. Okay. So, right. And of course, you can. So, that works. Okay. So, connection with the outside world is quite easy as long as you have a Swagger file. Well, I don't have the time, but you can also call, for instance, an Azure function. Who knows what an Azure function is? So we call that serverless code, serverless computing. So in Azure, you can create function in C#, in PowerShell, in JavaScript. And then your Flow can invoke it because you have a Swagger file as well for an Azure function. It's just an action in Flow. You call it, that works. We are on time, Isabel? Hello? Okay.
More or less.
Okay, then it's up to you. Another scenario is, what's the interaction between Flow and Power BI? So that's for Isabel.
So yes, what are the interaction between our Flow and between the Power BI? So the most common scenario is this usual one. Flow will update it some data source, like the SharePoint list, like we have seen with Search. And then Power BI will use this data to make reporting dashboard and to schedule, eventually, the refresh of the data. So that's the most common scenario. It's quite static.
Yes, that's the one we will illustrate in the demo.
But another interesting option is that now you can use real-time data from Flow in Power BI by using what we call in Power BI the streaming dataset. I don't know if anybody have already used it or not. Okay,
it's so very new. Huh? It's only 3 months old, I think.
Yes,
3 or 4
yes.
months old.
It's a really new feature, and that's interesting because in this case we will be live.
Yes,
and the cherry on the top with the interaction is that we can go the other way around, meaning that we can also, from Power BI, trigger a flow with the data alert. So when a value reach a certain level, we can start a flow directly from Power BI. So let's have a quick
look. Let's have a look at that, yes.
So if you remember, this is the famous expense list with all the trip.
No, that's that's
yes,
a,
it's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
With all the Las Vegas trip from Serge.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Okay. Don't be ashamed.
I am a bit.
Okay. And in
don't tell it to my mom.
In Power BI, when you work there, you have the workspace. And in this workspace, I have some data set. And one of them is called Varsovie. Sorry about that. Varsovie, you know, it's Warsaw in French. And so this data set is connected to the SharePoint list. So if we go there.
Control one, the shortcuts.
Okay. You see that you have the same column than in the expense list. Of course, we cleaned up all the SharePoint system column and we had some calculation. And on top of that, I've made a nice travel expense report for Serge. So we can have the expense by country on a map. We can filter the expense by employee. That's me, that's him. You see, there is also the rejected expenses here, vision in the history. And I have also made a dashboard with that. Okay. And in this dashboard, some of the data are live. So I have showed you the data set from the SharePoint list, the regular one, the usual one. But if I go back here, I can show you the live expense approval data set. It's hybrid. And you don't have the option here to refresh it. Maybe I can just, so you see, it's quite different. And again,
because it's live, yes.
Yes. And again, the technology backstage is a JSON file.
Yeah, JSON parameters.
Okay. Now, the last thing, but not the least, is that we can do this data alert. If I come back to my expense dashboard here, I can click there and I have a little bell. And this little bell is for the data alert. For instance, I have an alert for the expense because we need it to research trips at Las Vegas. And I can just say, okay, when the amount of expense is above
30,000.
30,000, yes, you change
yes.
it.
Then I get an alert, yes, I put more.
So we get an alert.
Yes.
And if you see here, these little links will redirect you to the flow site.
So you can create the flow from this template.
And directly with the good template.
Okay. And so I did create a flow and the logic is the following. So first, let's take a look at the flow. Where is it? My flows. It's this one. Demo expense alert. So I will show you the logic behind this. It's very simple. So when a data-driven alert is triggered, And here, what you need to do is just connect to Power BI, and you can specify the alert name. So in Power BI, if you remember, the alert name was alert for company expenses. So if you have that, well, the flow will automatically be triggered by Power BI. And then the logic here is that if someone reached the maximum amount of expense, we want this information to be sent to the expense discussion channel in Teams, because then the procurement can discuss about this. You see? So, and here I have a connection to the Teams, and information is sent to the Teams. So I should get some, I don't know where, but I should get some warning somewhere. Warning. Do we get some warning? Yes, here, for instance. You see? So this is a warning coming up from the data alert. You see? So it doesn't require a lot of skills. It's quite easy to do. As long as you know the different components, it's very, very easy. And we love it. You will love it, of course. I don't want to sell you anything. I'm not for Microsoft, but honestly, you will love it. Okay. Thank you, Isabel. Yes, that was the other demo. So the engine which is behind Microsoft Flow is an Azure application. It's called Logic Apps. So quickly, what is Logic Apps? Well, the Logic Apps is more dev-oriented. So if you want to work with Logic Apps, well, you need to know what JSON is. You need to know what the REST API is. You can use Visual Studio. And in Logic Apps, you also have a designer which look exactly the same as the one in Flow. You have the same connector, so the connectors are used in Logic Apps can be used in Flow. But Logic Apps is more powerful when it comes to B2B, business-to-business communication, because Logic Apps can easily be integrated with BizTalk server. Okay, so for people who want to deal with that, it's a good tool. Okay, so I don't have the time to, well, much time to illustrate that, but here I have an example of Logic Apps. So you can write code, so it's a workflow in Azure, and you can also have a designer. Sorry, it's in French in this browser, I don't know why. If you click to designer, you see we have a designer, which looks the same as the one in Flow. So we have action, you have properties, etc. You can download it, you can run it in Visual Studio if you want, you see, so it's quite nice. Well, it's quite nice if you like technology, of course. But my recommendation is start first with Flow, and then if you want to do something more complex, go with Logic Apps. In the future, and that's in the roadmap, we will see a better interaction between Logic Apps and Flow. People will be able to write workflow in Logic Apps and then take it over in Flow, or the other way around, start in Flow, and if you want to do more, you go to Visual Studio to Logic Apps, if you want. It's not there yet. So what about price and roadmap? Well, there are different plans. Where's the laser here? The laser is, yes, here, yes. So we have a free Flow plan. We have a Flow for Office 365 or Dynamics 365. So if you have this account, we have a Flow plan one, which costs you $5 a month, per user a month, and Flow plan two. That's the one I have at the moment. So what's basically the difference? You know, the devil is in the detail, of course. So for instance, here, the free plan, you can only run maximum 750 flows per month, per user. 2,000 for the Office 365, 4,000 here, and 50,000 for Plan 2. You see? Also, trigger. What's the SLA for the trigger? Well, you see here, 15 minutes. So it can take up to 15 minutes. Maybe it's 1 minute, but that's the, let's call that an SLA. It's not really an SLA. 5 minutes here, 3 minutes here, and 1 minute here for the one I'm reusing. Yes. So yes, down below we have SLA. So there's no real SLA for the free plan, but we have a 99.9% SLA for the other paid plan. Also, regarding connectivity, you see here, for instance, you cannot you cannot use premium service like Salesforce, Common Data Service, and many others from the Office 365 and the free. You need Floorplan 1 and Floorplan 2. I don't like that, but it's like this. On-prem, you want to access on-prem, not with the free. Custom API, so if you have a web API, a web service and you want to create a custom API, as I did with the weather, then it's only one for the free, one for Office 365, and unlimited for plan 1, plan 2. Again, I don't like this. Okay, environment, limited to plan 2. At the moment, you have only two environments. Even I could create more, but that's because I come from a preview one. You can share your flow with other people in all the free plan. Voilà. But the good news is, if you want to run additional flow, you pay only $40 and you get 50,000 additional runs that you can share across the company. Okay, so that's yes. No. Yeah, you have to purchase that independently. I don't like that, but I think most Office 365 users should have Plan 2, but okay, that's my opinion. Okay, regarding the roadmap, it's like Power BI. So we start working together with Power BI since the beginning of the product, and at the beginning, the product was very basic. And it's grow up every week, every month. And now it's probably the best BI tools on the planet. You see? So it looks the same with Flow. This is the roadmap for 2016. So all the promises have been met. You see? So we are still here. So many things are coming, of course. Not communicated yet, but okay, we know more or less what's coming out in the next month. But we don't have support for sovereign cloud. So if you want a government cloud, as the one we have in Germany or in France, we don't have that in Belgium. Flow cannot run in this sovereign cloud yet. If you want to start working on Azure Logic Apps and continue in Flow, it's not available yet, but it's in the roadmap. We also need to be able to move Flow from one environment to the others. So you start in the test environment or the develop environment, you move to test, UAT, prod. Well, these people want to be able to do that. And many other things is coming up. Yes, we are a bit late. Okay, so conclusion. Positive things, negative things, but again, everything is changing all the time. So, well, positive. It is very simple. Very easy. It's not just for SharePoint. You can connect to many, many other tools. So, of course, it will replace SharePoint Designer. Okay. However, we don't have state machine. I will get back to that a bit later. Very important, you can connect to hundreds of services. That is very important. Including on-prem. I did a demo, so that works. SharePoint integration is there. There are still some limitations that I will comment in the next slide, but it's there and it will get better and better. Same for Power Apps and Power BI integration. Quick means the team react quite quickly. Almost every week you get new features. That's nice. Negative points. It's young, so we don't know the reliability in the real world yet, even though there is an SLA. Okay. The designer needs to be improved. There is a limitation in the number of action. I think today it's limited to 250 or maybe less, I don't remember, in the designer. But if you go to my blog, you'll see I've created a blog post to show you how a flow can call another flow. So you can create subflow at the moment, but this will change. Also, we cannot copy flow across environments. We have not state machine yet. So if you take a look at the data policy workflow engine, they have state machine, that is important. We cannot create custom variable. So if you go through the different action in the flow, the action create variable, okay? But you cannot create your own variable, a counter or whatever. Even though we have loops, we can manage, we can go through array, we have loops, we can use hash table, etc. We don't have custom variable yet. This is coming. The approval logic, which is important in Flow, is still basic. That's the one you saw. You send something, you send an email, and the people can approve, reject, or do something else. We need more than that. We need lazy approval. We need to be able to share the approval to someone else in the team, etc. So we need that. This will come up. Same for the collect feedback. It's very weak. And the SharePoint integration, even I mentioned it in the positive points, it's still weak. You cannot do lookup to another list. Okay? They are working on it, but today you cannot. So that's a problem. So voilà, this was a very quick overview of Microsoft Flow. We hope that you like it. However, if you still have some question, you can talk to me directly. I'll be here around, or you can send messages on Twitter, and I will try to answer as quick as I can. Okay, you will be able to download the slide, and if you go to my blog, you will see that I will start working on a 30-step series on Flow. So all the demos will be there with movies and webcasts. Okay, thank you, and enjoy your day. Thank you. We don't have time for questions anymore, but I'll be around, so don't hesitate. I'm there. I'm here for you. So, thank you.
Thank you.